So we've been talking about development, if we go back to the quadrants here, really in the upper left, primarily focusing on meditation and the transformation that happens through meditation. And I'm wondering if there's a danger in one's own life if you focus too much on the upper left quadrant.
Right.
Do you see a danger? What happens?
Well, there's nothing the matter with specializing in the upper left. See, integrally informed doesn't mean, again, that you have to do everything. It just means you're aware of these options and you don't deny them or repress them or anything like that. But you're allowed to specialize. And the fact of the matter is, if we're talking about self-transformation, we're not solely, but we're talking in large measure about individuals and what you're going to do in your own practice, your own consciousness, your own awareness, your own capacity for love, and so on. And so that's the upper left is what we call that. At the same time, what you do want to do is realize that there really are these other dimensions to your own being, and that it's extremely important that you keep an eye on those and that you eventually exercise all of those. Because even if you have an enlightened awakening in the upper left quadrant, you still are going to have to manifest that to the world. If you have any sense of caring and compassion, then you're going to have to go out and help others have this understanding. You might become a teacher. You might do it quietly in your own work. You might write about it. You might just become a better doctor or better lawyer or better waitress, for that matter. But that, if that happens, then that means you really are moving out into the world, and you're going to have to use your own personality as the vehicle of expression and manifestation of this realization that you've had. And if your vehicle is really screwed up, you're going to have a screwed up transmission of this realization. So if you've got levels and lines, if you're really poorly developed, pathologically developed, if you've got all this kinds of stuff going on, then you're really going to have to take care of that. Or it doesn't matter how profound your realization is, it's still going to be occurring in a really beat up, run down vehicle. And that's not going to help anybody or impress anybody. And let me also mention that a large part of spiritual practice is also being able to move into the world and practice in the world. So one of the ways we sort of summarize an integral spiritual practice is, if we think of the sort of the four quadrants are I, we, it, and its, or just I, we, and it. And other terms for those include self for I, and we is community, culture, sangha, so on. So self and culture is I and we. And then it means just the objective world. It means the world in general. It can also mean nature, certainly, in the world of ecology, in the world of everything that sort of we see out there, so to speak. So another way to say the four quadrants, or just the big three, is self, culture, and nature. And then the idea is that each of those exist in levels or waves of increasing consciousness. And a shorthand for those, let's say, three levels, just make it a simple three, is body, mind, and spirit. So the way we summarize an all-quadrant, all-level approach is you exercise body, mind, and spirit in self, culture, and nature. And it's just what it means. You want to exercise an expanding awareness both in yourself, in your relationships with others, and in the world at large, including community work, including ecological concerns, including political concerns. So it's body, mind, and spirit, and self, culture, and nature. And those three expanding spheres mean that nature itself becomes more expansive in terms of how you see nature. Instead of being just an object out there, it becomes part of an alive awareness and eventually part of your own identity. And the same with your relationships. You can relate to people as just an egoic I, or you can relate to people as a broader we in which spirit resonates, and you can relate to all sentient beings as part of this membership of your own awareness and care. So that's sort of a way to keep an eye on the other quadrants, and in particular, the ones that stand out immediately are work and relationships. And those are the ones that often get ignored when people are trying to do self-transformation or interior work or spiritual work, because they spend so much time in the eye, and they think that's going to handle all of their we and it stuff. It's going to get them the car, get them the job, get them the promotion, you know, make the relationship go well. And often it really doesn't. It can. It gives you resources and tools that can help, but is not going to substitute for work in those other areas. So that always has to be kept in mind.
So let's say I decide I want to create my own path, and I want it to be an integrally informed path.
Right.
Body, mind, spirit, and self, culture, nature. So I'm going to take, you know, I'm going to do certain body practices. I'm going to do Tai Chi to exercise for my mind. I'm going to read Ken Wilber, and then I'm going to do Vipassana meditation for my spirit. And in culture and nature, you know, I'm going to join a group locally that works to close down Rocky Flats, our plutonium factory, and you know, I'll be part of some other cultural events right. in my town. So I've created this pastiche that I think covers all the integral bases. Don't you think there's some danger in this kind of create your own path? You know, here I am off on my own,
right.
taking a little bit from here, a little bit
yeah.
from there.
No, the cafeteria model.
Yeah, the cafeteria. I'm taking things outside the tradition. I'm getting spiritual indigestion by mixing
yeah.
from different traditions.
Well, and that's a lot of work, too. It's like I'm getting a metaphysical hernia just thinking about it. It's like, whoa. Yeah, no, if it's a mix and match like that, sure, you can turn this into a compulsive, obsessive game like anything else. More what we're talking about when we say things like body, mind, and spirit and self-culture and nature is these are dimensions that you already have. They're already present and they're already operating. You're in all sorts of we and community all the time. I'm not saying you have to go out and find that. I'm saying you're already in it. You're already in nature and you're already in I, and you have gross, subtle, and causal, which is another term for body, mind, and spirit. You have those states of consciousness and those energies right now. So you're already having all of the stuff that we said. And what we're doing with Integrally Informed is just saying, be aware of that. Here's a map to help you see that. And then here's a map to help you start saying, okay, I could use a little bit. I could do a little bit more help over here. Here's some strengths over here. I can work on those in certain ways and use those to my advantage. Here's certain weaknesses I need to look at. Here's certain areas I need to improve and so on. So it's more just a way to kind of index what you're already doing and then make more intelligent decisions about the types of practices that you want to get involved in. And it's also just a reminder that because there are all these dimensions that you're already involved in, don't think that if you exercise just one of them, like one level in the upper left quadrant, that all the others are going to get better. Because they don't. So more it's kind of a warning like that. It's like just be careful about that. Because what happens so many times is that people get in these spiritual paths or spiritual relationships and really their life comes unglued because they're neglecting other areas and they're getting involved in areas that they think are going to make everything better and really don't. So by having an integrally informed kind of map or overview, we can just be a little bit more careful about how we go about doing these things. But it doesn't mean that you have to go out and become, you know, an Olympic decathlon in every one of these areas. I know I'm sort of responsible for giving that impression sometimes because I sort of write about this in a comprehensive way, and people get the impression that you're supposed to kind of go out and become this sort of master of all dimensions, you know, sort of a Tony Robbins on steroids through every conceivable state of consciousness.
Integral Tony Robbins.
And, you know, that's just really, I mean, it's not necessary. I mean, if you're Tony Robbins, you go ahead, but it's really not required.